Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govarda Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govarda Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahava Gata Vamsi Bata Dvadasa Kana Jazabalila Koila Srinandananda Koilo Srinandananda Srinanda Jasoda Jaya Jaya Gopaga Sri Damari Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vasaga Sida Mari Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vasaga Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari Banu Jaya Kirtida Sundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhiranagari Jaya Jaya Gopi Shara Vrindavana Ma Jaya Jaya Krishna Saka Bhattu Dijara Saka Bhattu Dvijara Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda Jaya Vrinda Vana Vasi Jataja Vrinda Vana Vasi Jataja Jaya Jaya Dvija Potni Jaya Naga Kanyaga Rakhite Jara Pailo Govinda Jara Rakhite Jara Pailo Govinda Jara Sirasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shyam Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Manora Jaya Jaya Jwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sai Rasa Sai Parakiya Bhave Ja Vrajete Praja Janava Pada Padma Koriya Smara Janava Pada Padma Koriya Smara Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nama Sankirta Kare Namah Sangeeta Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopi Nada Madana Mohan Nada Madana Mohan Shri Govinda Gopi Nada Madana Mohan Jaya Vrindavana Dham 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 Bolo Braja Bhumi Vrindavana Dham Ki Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madana Mohan. Chaitanya Charitamrit. It mentions these three deities, Govinda, Gopinath, and Madana Mohan, as the 18 Thakur, Vaishnava, Paran. These are the life of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because these three deities were established. Of course, they were originally established by Bajranab. Very interesting story about that also. Because Bajranab, he went to Vrindavan and he wanted to establish memorials every place where his great-great-grandfather had performed so many wonderful leelas. So, when he got to Vrindavan, he wanted to make a very special deity because this particular place was where the Ras Leela took place. So he wanted a very special deity. So he ordered a special deity made. And when that deity was made, I've heard different versions of the story. Some say Kubja was there in Mathura and she came. Somebody say that Mother Uttara came. Anyway, somebody who had actually seen Lord Krishna came there to inspect the deity, see if it was right. So when she came there and she saw this deity of Madan Mohan, she said, this deity from the lotus feet up to the waist is exactly like Lord Krishna. So then he made, so that became Madan Mohan. So then he made another deity. And when he brought her there, she looked at this deity and she said, this deity, the Vakshastal, Vakshastal means chest, from waist to the neck, is exactly like Lord Krishna. It's a very broad chest, just like a big doorway. This is exactly like Lord Krishna. So we got third deity made. And when she came and saw this third deity, then immediately seeing this deity, she pulled her sari over her face. She was embarrassed. It was exactly like the Mukha Chandra, beautiful moon-like face of Lord Krishna. So that became Govindadev. And Bhakshastal, that became Gopinath. Now Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he makes a very interesting explanation about these deities. He says, Madan Mohan, because Mohan means to attract, or to, really means bewilder, but also attract. So this is for the deity for Sambandha, to attract us to serving Krishna. And then Govinda, we know another meaning of Govinda is to the senses. So we want to engage our senses in the service of the person who gives pleasure to the senses. Govinda means to give pleasure to the senses, but we want to give pleasure to the person who, to Krishna's senses. So that is Abhideya. We engage in practical service, so we worship Govindadev. And then Gopinath, he's the Lord of the Gopis, and the Gopis is the highest pinnacle of worship of Lord Krishna. That is Prayojana, full surrender to Krishna. So he gives a nice example, nice explanation of these three deities: Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan.